People travel for many reasons, to explore, to be challenged, to be pampered. But sometimes the idea of travel is more appealing than the trip itself. Essayist Celia Beasley explains how glamorizing travel can land you in some unexpected places, namely with a one-way ticket to the other side of the world.
I've always thought of myself as a traveler. I was only 5 months old, after all, the first time I took a transatlantic flight from Oakland, California, where I was born, to visit my mother's family in France. I've explored most of Western Europe, some of Central America, even a few places in Africa. At 27, I've been to 15 countries. And I was feeling pretty worldly. That is, until my fiancé, Adam, started a master's program in international development, and I met his classmates. Sure, I knew Paris by heart, but these people had done Peace Corps in Mauritania, developed urban planning schemes in China, supervised elections in Tajikistan. Paris? Paris was so has-been, so backpacking trip after high school, so accessible. I was under the Tuscan sun. They were into the wild. I was Fromers. They were Lonely Planet. They were travelers, and I was a tourist. Then, Adam was offered a fellowship to do aid work in Madagascar for a year. Madagascar, fourth largest island in the world. 250 miles off the east coast of Africa. If you stood in San Francisco and drilled a hole straight through the Earth's core, you would end up in Madagascar. It is literally the other side of the world. Now I have my chance to upgrade my travel experience from the comforts of the West to a life-changing adventure. I will be wiser. I will have perspective. I'll be able to say, when I lived in Madagascar, which will raise me at least a few rungs on the ladder of travel snobbery. When those guys tell their stories about a 14-hour bus ride with a goat sitting on their lap, I'll be able to chime in about that time we dug our Land Rover out of a puddle of zebu dung. Through the trials and challenges of living in a truly foreign place, I will know myself. But now that we're leaving in just a few days, I realize that to talk the talk, I have to walk the walk. To be able to say I lived in Madagascar for a year, I actually have to live in Madagascar for a year. And guess what? I'm scared. Madagascar is no longer an abstract symbol of worldly coolness. It's typhoid vaccines and inadequate medical facilities. It's 70% of the population living below the poverty line. I want to have my assumptions and values challenged. I want to be pushed out of my comfort zone, in theory. But this is for real. And I'm afraid that I'll discover that I'm not the adaptable, open-minded traveler I think I am. Maybe I'll discover that I'm 100% first world. Hopefully I'll adapt, I'll make friends with locals, I'll take the good and bad and my malaria pills, and I'll come back with a fresh new perspective on my life and values. But as of right now, I have no idea what it'll be like. I'm entering a complete unknown. And that is the biggest challenge of all.
Seattle filmmaker Celia Beasley's challenge has already begun. She is now living in Madagascar.